up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Oh, boy. You know, by now, you've probably heard all the studies to say that certain things in your hotel room are pretty dirty, like the remote control.
Dirty is not enough, man. When you show us stuff that you showed us already, it's nasty. It's gross. It's alive.
Yeah, it's alive is a great description of this photo that's gone viral now. We've shared it at facebook.com/KevinAndSonia.
Yeah.
The thing that you should definitely check for cleanliness in a hotel that most people don't ever think to check is the coffee maker. Because if you see this photo, it is disgusting. Like, this one particular person discovered that there was months of mold and fungus buildup inside the water tank. And again, if you drink coffee in your hotel room, have you ever really thought to look that closely? Sometimes you don't.
Well, I mean, you look, and the reason is because you got to put the water in that spot, right?
But if you just blindly, or if it's too far back and you're not actually looking down on it, you might actually not see the water tank and how gross it is. Bailey sent us a message saying, I found this weird goo in hours.
No.
Last time we were in a hotel room.
No.
Virginia backs us up saying, as someone who used to work in hotels, I would suggest that guests try not to use the in-room coffee makers because they wouldn't allow us to run vinegar through them every so often.
Oh, my God, you guys.
They said that it was too much of a time waster. Now, again, we want to make sure that it's very clear that it's not all hotels that are guilty of this. But certainly when you hear stories and multiple stories of disgusting coffee makers in hotel rooms.
You've scarred people already.
This is going to stick with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tracy sent us a message saying, like, well, my immune system must be really strong because I've never checked the coffee maker. Either that or I'm slowly dying and I just don't know yet.
Are you secretly an X-Men?
Yeah.
There's something about the dirty factor of certain hotels that maybe we're just not better off knowing.
I just thought I'd call and tell you about my husband's hotel stay.
No.
Okay. Sonia's about like 3 seconds of leaving the room right now because she doesn't want to admit that this stuff happens. Okay, go ahead.
So gross, man.
So he travels for work, so he spends 2 to 3 weeks a month in a hotel. And he used to carry a black light with him, and he can't anymore because he won't be staying in hotels if he does.
Yeah, it messes with your head. There's some things that it's just better not to know, right?
Right. It's pretty nasty. The sheets and the comforter, he's just like, oh. So now he checks for bed bugs, but that's about it. He just goes, I can't do it.
You've got to, because otherwise you're prohibiting yourself from ever falling asleep in any hotel, because I'm sure that if you had a black light and you looked at it that closely, you will find something that will disgust you.
Of course.
Absolutely.
There couldn't be worse timing for this conversation, by the way. I'm staying in a hotel tonight.
She may not be in the room itself. She might be on the patio. We don't know.
I'm just sleeping in the car.
Kiss Radio.
With Kevin and Sonia.
This morning, Kevin joining us on the show. How you doing, man?
Good. How's it going?
This morning, you said you want to crank call Doreen. Now, who's Doreen?
Doreen's actually my mom.
Ooh,
this is going to be good.
See,
she might kill me after this if she finds out who it is.
You've got 45 seconds to make your mom mad. Okay?
Okay.
Now, is she generally hot-headed anyway?
She's pretty excitable.
That's a yes.
She's at work, so.
Hello.
Well, remember that the leak that I was telling you about under the fridge upstairs?
Yeah.
It's gotten so much worse. It's like I'm stepping on the ground and stuff, and like I'm almost, it's falling through the floor.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an emergency. What should we do?
Okay, shut the.
And I looked under the fridge where at the ceiling on the bottom floor, and it's like almost, it's leaking. Like the water's gushing out.
Where is it leaking underneath?
It's leaking. Like it's falling. The water's like gushing out from the ceiling.
Okay, move the fridge out of there. Put some towels down for now.
I know, but I can't. I gotta go to work. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm at work, so I don't know what's going on underneath there.
Oh my God.
How would I know until I ran home and dealt with it?
Oh.
I have to go home and deal with it then. Okay, never mind. Okay, I'm going home.
Okay, wait, mom.
No, wait.
No,
wait, wait, stop.
Mom. Hello?
Oh, shoot!
No, go!
Call
her
back!
Hang on.
Hang on, we're gonna call her back.
Okay.
Okay, she sounded pretty calm, but actually, she's pretty pissed off.
She did hang up on you, so I mean, I think that's success. Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to get grounded.
Yeah, no, the next call won't be good. Trust me. Yeah.
Doreen. Hi. Oh, thank God. Don't leave. Don't leave your house.
Mom, the radio called and they made me do a prank call to join a contest.
Oh, you're nasty, okay? I'm at work and you're talking to me like that. Okay, I'm going to be very angry with you.
Okay, it's just a joke. At the end of it, I might win a trip to Whistler and we'll go to Whistler together.
Oh my God. Who is this? Who made you do this?
It's the guys at the radio, Kiss Radio.
Okay, and he's in trouble too. You know that, right?
We know.
How many times do I have to die inside for children? For my kids?
Okay.
You're breathing now.
Mrs. Prasad, we are very sorry, and we hope you will accept our apology.
Thank God for miracles like this to save me from my sanity. And I'm still going to whip him when I get home.
Oh my God.
Doreen.
I'm almost 32 years old.
It doesn't matter. It's a lifetime commitment, and I'm responsible, right?
Oh my God.
And I'm going to follow through.
I better win this prize.
Yeah. Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
If you've always wanted to be on a game show, this might be your chance. Family Feud Canada is coming to CBC. There's one problem. The producers say there's not enough people who have submitted from Vancouver. So they are specifically looking for Vancouver families to audition August 24th and 25th. They'll be doing sort of an in-person thing.
Doesn't that surprise you, though? Because I feel like when shows like Price is Right, when they do their traveling show, lineups are huge for that thing.
Right?
Everybody's like, pick me! Why wouldn't you? And even like when we see reality TV shows like Big Brother and Amazing Race Canada that are based out of here. The lineups just to have a chance to give up 3 months of your life for a show are long. And this would be probably a couple of hours.
Bill?
Funny enough, I actually know somebody who's going to be auditioning for Family Feud.
Nice. Ooh. And you are not part of the group?
No, I'm not part of the group.
Yeah. They probably...
Was it your mom and dad? And did they just cut you out?
No. It's actually a friend of a friend.
Ah, well, you know what? Maybe you could still be on the show. Why don't, Bill, you audition to be part of Family Feud Canada by joining our dysfunctional family? Let's put you on a team with Sonia and producer Jordan and do a practice round of Family Feud.
Bill, you can be the buffer between me and Sonia.
Right, the one to break up the fight. All right, okay, sir. 100 people were surveyed the following question. Top 5 answers on the board. Name something you hope a house guest doesn't do in your bed. Sonia.
Sex.
Show me sex. Number 2.
Well, yeah.
Name something you hope a house guest doesn't do in bed.
I would say die in your bed.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Show me die.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Yeah, that should have been number 1.
Yeah, it should have been.
Yeah, that was a good one. Good one.
Yeah.
Now look at you, like,
bonding over this. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Bill, let me ask you this question. Name something you hope a house guest doesn't do in your bed.
Eat.
That's a good one. Good one.
Show me eat. Number 3.
Hey. Woo!
Number 3.
Ooh. Drool.
Drool. Show me drool.
Oh. What? Throw up. Pee.
Pee the bed.
Poop the bed.
Which one? Wait. You have one guess. I've lost control. I don't know what's happening.
I don't think we made the audition.
No. Or we did, because we're really dramatic.
Security?
Number 5, smoke.
Oh.
You got number 4, which is die. You got number 3, which is eat. You got number 2, which is have sex. And name something you hope a house guest doesn't do in your bed. Number 1 answer is pee.
Yay!
Oh,
<one.
laughs> yes.
It's a W in my books.
You're waking up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
How much would you pay for a good night's rest? We're talking like the perfect mattress, the one you lay on like Goldilocks and you're like, just right.
I think a good mattress can change your life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I learned that when we invested finally in a good mattress. We got a gift card for one of the big sleep stores. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, okay, you know what? Let's splurge. Let's get a good mattress. And since then, Seriously, a good marker is when you go to a hotel, and usually the hotel beds, that's the standard.
Yeah.
But when you come home and you're like, this is better than the hotel.
Yeah.
Like that, you got a good bed.
And then you got to invest in the good pillow. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because the world's most expensive mattress is out. And with this mattress, they say that it is incredible. It's got woven cotton, flax felt. It's got these steel springs, oak dowels, Swedish pine, tightly curled horsetail hair in there. Oh. And they say, I know it sounds gross, but
is this a bed or a weird contraption?
But this is they say.
Is this a centaur?
They spend 330 hours making just one bed. There's only 70 released every single year of this luxury bed.
Okay, so like, who would have it? Like the prince of,
yeah, something like that.
Wherever.
Yeah, the guy that's always trying to drop in your DMs and send you money. That guy has it. It's $190,000.
It's actually cheaper than I thought they were.
What?
Yeah, only because when you say it's the world's most expensive blank.
Yeah.
You know, they sell like ice cream for like $1,000 sometimes because it's got gold flakes on it and stuff. So, you know, not to say that I would ever spend that much or anything close to that for a mattress. I do think that if you were to try to rationalize a mattress purchase, I always think about this. And this is actually something that you can use in your everyday life when trying to rationalize a specific purchase that's a bit big. Is what is your breakdown of how much you're going to use it? Think about all the hours that you spent of your life in a bed. So if it's like a pair of jeans, for example, and you find one that you absolutely love, it fits perfectly. And to find perfect jeans, you know how difficult that can be.
So hard.
Say you find it for $200. Break that down. How many years are you going to wear it? How many days of the week are you going to wear that? And then at this point, you're thinking like, well, it's, you know, if you're going to wear it for 5-6 years or however, and you're wearing jeans quite often in your wardrobe, and that's your main go-to jeans, you might be only looking at 20 cents a day.
Okay,
or something
take
like
my
that.
Money. I don't know what you are saying. I'm going to be broke after this conversation. My husband's been trying to convince me on things I shouldn't buy and why I shouldn't. And you're undoing all the work that he's done over the last few years.
John, it's 20 cents a day for these jeans.
You don't understand.
It's just 62 cents a day for this $190,000 mattress. If we keep it for 42 years, it's fine. Just break it down. It's worth it, right? Sorry.
We don't have a place to put the bed because we broke. We don't have a house.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
But so, at least I'm comfortable.
Come on. Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
You know, we live in a digital age now where we see ads everywhere. But is there an ad that just keeps on haunting you? Like to the point where you start getting really self-conscious because it feels just way too personal. And I'm not talking about the ads that you suddenly see pop up because you had a conversation and, oh, look, there's a Disneyland ad or something like that. I'm talking about the ads like this one that for some reason...
Are the pre-roll before you watch a video?
Every time I load up YouTube or sometimes even Instagram... This ad shows up.
Your success depends on the quality of your writing. Luckily, you've got Grammarly on your side.
Grammarly is haunting me. And to the point now where I'm thinking like, what is the internet learning about my typing skills that they're like, this guy's terrible English. He needs Grammarly.
He needs spell check, man. He needs to figure it out. Maybe, well, I mean...
They're not wrong.
To be fair, your spelling is fine. You do take a long time to write an email. Or a message. So perhaps that's what it's picking up on. Like, why is he taking so long to write this one email? Maybe it's because he doesn't know how to spell.
You're not helping this, by the
way. Oh, sorry.
I know you were intending to sort of help.
Just giving you the reasons. I wasn't trying to help. I was just trying to tell you why.
Okay. Misconstrued your intention here. You were never meant to make me feel better about it. Producer Jordan, like, have you ever been haunted by an ad where you start to get real self-conscious as to why you're getting it?
Let me tell you. The last couple weeks, I've been getting, it's just not a certain one. It's alcohol in general. Like nonstop alcohol ads, like ciders and wine and beer and hard. I'm like, why is all this stuff happening?
Because that's all you ever post about.
I don't post about that too much. I don't think. But this is where it gets crazy, okay? This week, I was thinking about Captain Morgan's. I never even said that name out loud. And all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, after my thought happened in my brain,
aye,
it
aye,
pops
Captain.
Up.
It's Google, man. They're getting to you now. They're getting to your brain waves.
Or maybe it's just like, you work with Kevin and Sonia. You really probably drink lots.
You need this.
To deal with all of that crap that they put you through.
You need that in the same way I need Grammarly.
Yes.
You're waking up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Sonia, I just want to go through one day where I don't get a stupid YouTube pre-roll ad, okay, from Grammarly, because I feel like it's a personal attack at this point.
Oh my God. You know what? I just looked at a video and I got the same ad. And it's probably because you're around, because I never get it at home. So, it's by osmosis. They just know. They're like, this is the time she's usually with Kevin. He can't spell. I'm kidding.
Yeah, my grammar's just terrible. And so now they're trying to get to you to get to me, because I always get so upset when I get this. I'm like, why does this personal message, you know? We got a message from a listener through text 10456. I'm a digital marketer. It's either the cookies that you visited a site, maybe it's following that, or Google has placed you in a related audience and market for a product based on search behavior. Okay. Either way, if you want to make them go away, you can just clear your cache or go incognito. But the thing is, I don't think I've ever purposely searched proper grammar things online.
No, but maybe you said like color versus color. I don't know, right?
Yeah, maybe you're right onto something, because only other way I've been taking this so far is that they've just been watching my usage of language in emails, and when I'm helping to write some things for the show or sending emails, and like, oh, that guy needs some help. Like, I thought it was okay. I thought it was fine. What ad keeps haunting you that's sort of getting a little too personal? For you, Mike, it's those targeted ads about weight loss.
For some reason, my phone thinks I'm fat and I need to lose weight.
So, were you searching or talking about being healthier or trying to make changes in your life? Like, is that maybe the explanation? Or are you completely happy with your life? You didn't even search that stuff and you feel like it's a message.
Oh, no. I am fat. The phone is right.
Oh. but
you don't want to change that because you're happy with yourself, and that's fine.
It's still, you know, when the Samsung 9 makes you feel like self-conscious about your weight, you know, you don't want to throw it.
You're waking up with Kevin and Sonia.
Oh, maybe you have been emojiing wrong, like all wrong, and possibly sending the wrong messages.
Because apparently each color heart emoji means something different. So whether you're using the red heart, the orange, the yellow, the green, blue, purple, the black.
Before you tell us, did you know this, that there was a difference in interpretation depending on what color heart you use?
I mean, I'm using different little vibes, right? Like there's certain colors I'll use with my husband and certain colors I use with my friends, for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
And certain different ones I use whenever we're using like the Kiss Radio Instagram. I'll use purple hearts a lot of the times because the purple is our logo color.
Oh,
I
that
think
makes
about
sense.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
I BTS Army, you know, they're always about the purple heart because that's like a symbol for them and their fandom.
Yeah.
I always use just the red heart.
Okay.
Which apparently, as I'm now learning, shows up as black on...
Sometimes. There's two different red hearts, that's why. So there's the regular red heart, and then there's another one that's like a deeper red on iPhone.
Because what I do on my Android is I type in heart, and then usually that's the first thing that shows up, and then I hit that.
Okay.
So I never specifically use any of the other colors, but apparently if I send a black heart, what does that message mean?
That means that's your soulmate.
Oh.
Wow. Black, I've been telling my random listeners and boss.
And me, that I'm your soulmate. Jordan, even.
Okay.
All the mixed signals.
Yeah.
You get around. Okay. What about the red heart? Do you use the red heart a lot?
Yeah. That's my intention to use that at all times because I thought,
that's
love, right?
You should probably get rid of that one too, because that one shows that you are basic and you are traditional. They're like, sure, it's fine for like a new relationship or a platonic friendship, but after the first date, you should definitely ditch it.
Okay.
It's not one that you want to use.
Hang on. I thought that we were going to have a discussion about the true intention behind the colors. Like, for example, what is it? Yellow roses or yellow flowers is for friendship.
Yeah, and that one's great for family. So if you use a yellow heart, that's good for your family, and that's what you should be using.
Now, who decided, though, these definitions for the colored of the hearts?
The world!
But was it the emoji developers, though, who said, okay, here are the actual meanings for the following hearts? Or are we now just putting our own lens through this saying like, well, if you use this, it means you're basic. If you use this color, it means it. For some reason, I just don't think that that was the intention behind the developers. Otherwise, I'm sure we would have known this by now.
I don't know why you're getting so defensive about it.
Yeah,
you seem like pretty upset that somebody is going and dissect. This is what we do when we get a text message from a person that we like.
Yeah.
And we don't know how to read between the lines. We screenshot it, send it to our friends, and this is just going to help us dissect it a little bit more.
Okay.
Like, oh, he sent a green heart? That one's for friends.
Ooh.
But not if the other person doesn't know what they're doing. If they just think, hey, green's a nice color. Or green is the color of your eyes. Or something like that.
Blue is if you want to just be passive and just like end the conversation. That's I see your message, but I don't really have anything to say. Blue heart. Is that you, Jordan?
That's the one I use all the time.
Blue heart allows you to participate without saying anything.
I literally just got a blue heart from my wife.
This
is just stirring up trouble in my relationship.
Purple heart is the equivalent of writing K back to a text message.
Okay.
Orange is for BS relationships if you don't really take them seriously.
Oh.
So really,
get this whole segment in orange heart. I'm not buying this.
You were the one that used black, so you just tell everyone you're soulmates. That's a good thing. You came out on top with this one.
It was supposed to be red.
Right now, I'm sending both of you orange hearts.
It's better than some of the other emojis that you would have potentially sent us.
You're waking up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Do you think it's going to get canceled? This weekend's Vancouver's largest water fight.
Mm.
It's supposed to take place at Lumberman's Arch in Stanley Park.
Right.
1 to 4 p.m. And with the rain in the forecast, I got to think that having a water fight in the middle of the rain is just... takes away a bit of the thrill when everybody is already soaking wet.
Yeah.
But water fights are a lot more fun than maybe you may remember. Like, when was the last time you had a water fight?
It's been too long.
I had one last year with my family.
Yeah.
Because I got a 4-year-old and it was like exhilarating.
Okay, obviously.
I forgot about how much fun it was.
Obviously, it's more fun when you're taking on a 4-year-old. You owned him. You're like 3 times the size of him.
Okay,
it's a kind of outnumbered.
The point was not to use him as a target, but we were just playing and throwing water at each other.
It's like you getting into the octagon with the like a wrestler or something.
Except the other way around, where I would be the one that's being,
So like it's kind of mismatched there. Of course it's going to be more fun.
But it was just fun just to, because I remember growing up and I had friends that had the Primo water gun.
Oh,
we're talking like the Super Soaker 3000.
Yeah, the backup water pack. So you didn't actually have to. You would run out, but they would still have way more.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And then you would have a little pumping action to build up the pressure. Like, it's so much pressure, it would basically pierce through their skin.
Yeah.
Like, you were in a close range shot, you'd be like, shh, and like, I can see your bones.
Ew.
Yeah, it was powerful. Yeah. Do they still make water guns like that?
I don't know. I haven't bought one in a long time. You're the expert that's using your kid as target practice. You tell us.
No, we have a rule. We have a rule. Because, again, kids get really overzealous when it comes to, like, water fights because you have to set out the guidelines.
What's the rule? Don't hit daddy.
I can hit you, but no. You can't hit the face.
Okay.
Okay? And usually I will say what area of the body you can hit next.
Oh.
Because they will always, like, 99% of the time, just aim for your private parts.
Yeah.
Just by pure virtue of their height.
Yeah.
That's the zone. That's the zone that they're at.
I love how this started as, it's so much fun! He goes right for my privates. Usually it's there.
Fun with rules. And if he doesn't pay attention to the rules, I bring out my Super Soaker 3000. And,
Yeah,
and then he runs.
And then he's grounded, too.
Anyway, if it happens tomorrow, have fun. It's Vancouver's largest water fight.
Celebrating life's little and not so little victories.
Because maybe for you, the fist pump is, you know what? With all these water restrictions, you don't have to worry about watering the lawn because guess what? Mother Nature's going to take care of that for you this weekend.
Right? Is that what yours is?
That's my fist pump this week. You know, when you have the water restrictions, you're only limited to like certain times.
Yes.
And, you know, with our schedule, it's really inconvenient because we leave so early and then kind of miss it. And then by the afternoon, sometimes you forget in the evening. So
yeah.
Look at that. Thank you, Mother Nature, for the rain.
Yeah.
My grass is not going to die.
Oh, good.
Sonia, what's your fist bump this week?
It actually has to do with the thing that I finally got my confirmation or my registration, and I will be doing the Seaweeds Half Marathon in Vancouver coming up next weekend.
Yeah. You've done this one before, right?
This is going to be my third time doing it. It's going to be a little bit different this year because I'm not going to be running the whole thing this time because of some health things. I'm just actually going to be walk jogging it, but it'll still be great to be part of the event. But yes, last night, obviously, since I was like in Seaweeds, I was like, I got to go get some new gear. Mm-hmm. So I went to, and I'm going to do this. This is not paid or anything. I will say Lululemon. There was a woman, her name is Tiana, at the Robson store, and she made me feel so good about my body and the perfect leggings and workout gear that's not going to fall down. I'm not going to be working on. She helped me find the perfect sports bra.
And we've talked about how hard it is for you to find a good sports bra, right?
Oh, my God. I was jumping up and down because I physically could.
And nothing moved.
And I could do it again. And I was super pumped. And I even went to the point of, like, messaging their head office to say, hey, this Tiana girl at Robson store, she is the bomb. And she needs some sort of bonus. I don't know what you do, but, like, a little pat on the back and what's up.
You know what?
She's so good.
Tiana? Is that her name?
Yeah, Tiana.
If you know Tiana, or maybe you are listening right now, Tiana, this is for you. Hey, shout out to Les and his wife Tama celebrating 4th anniversary this week. Also, Keely sending in a text message, 104.56, Aurora's second birthday. And this is really when, like, kids really become so much of these amazing little people with personalities. Because let's be real, you know, when babies are born, they're cute, but they're kind of little, like, potatoes, right? They don't really do very much.
And the first birthday is just kind of like, they don't really remember much. But the second, they actually notice and they get really excited.
Here's a text message. My girlfriend has been sober for 29 weeks. And another fist bump. I'm also getting better at not needing a GPS in Vancouver. So.
How's it going for you, Kevin?
I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Vancouver. Still don't know my way around. Like, the worst. The worst is when people start giving directions and they're like, okay, you want to go east? And then you turn and, like, I'm out.
Yeah, done. No thanks. Hard pass. But it's not our fault. We use the GPS because a lot of the times it tells us the fastest route to get there at that time of day, right?
Yeah.
Right, I got your back.
Thank you. Thank you. Fist bump Friday. Text message. I met my partner's ex finally and I realized I'm better looking.
Yeah! So,
Kiss Radio, that's Taylor Swift. You need to calm down. Message to all the trolls in the world. And you know what? If you have this much time on your hands to send a hateful, spiteful message to a complete stranger on the internet, or even to somebody you know, just kind of check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world doesn't need that. You have much better things to do with your time. And I realize
and I too have much better things to do than to read all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on. There's nothing good comes out of it.
No.
At all.
You know, I'm going to say it. There was a fan group that
I know. They sent us both messages yesterday.
Hope you die.
It was worse than that. You know that.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot worse than that, too.
Yeah.
But because we weren't playing a song from this particular artist, which we are, first of all. And
we
two,
just did this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is that every single song that we play is voted on by our listeners. We're not the ones controlling it.
Yeah.
So I report this to Instagram. And I just got a message, like, while Taylor Swift is playing, saying, we've reviewed your report, and it does not violate our community guidelines. I'm like, it says right here, I hope you get a disease and die, and it starts swearing. And again, for something I have no control over, I'm like, for goodness sake, Instagram, figure your stuff out, man.
Mm-hmm.
If we're getting this,
yeah,
like, imagine being you're 12 years old. Imagine if you're 10 or whatever.
We know it's not personal. Like, you know, we're not taking it to heart for ourselves. Like, I don't think this person actually thinks that I'm a 60-year-old garden equipment. That's what they called me.
Oh,
like a
wow.
Or what I know what you're talking about.
Or what Santa says when he arrives.
Oh, yep.
But come on.
If it went to somebody else, like, I think of, like, the kids in my life, and I think if they get something like this, it's going to ruin their day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to us, we're just like, shut up.
But we have that thick skin. And not every day do we have that thick skin, too. I mean,
that's true, too. Yeah.
If you get a random message sometimes, it does ruin your day.
Yeah.
And you look at all these celebrities. There's a reason why they take a break from social media. It's because imagine when you have millions of followers, but you have the people who just want some sort of reaction. Like, you... You spend more time focusing on the negative stuff than the good stuff, right? And it's bad for your mental health.
For sure.
Can I also point out how much they contradict themselves on their bio? They say, no hate, just fun.
Yeah.
Kind of wrong.
Anyway, you're going all about it wrong. If you're trying to get your favorite artist on the radio, don't attack the people who have no control.
Threaten.
Yeah.
With their lives.
All right.
Okay, back to smiley, happy things.
Let's get back to the silver linings in life, shall we?
Celebrating life's little and not so little victories.
All right, let's talk about the positive things going on in your life. The big things, the small things that have made you smile this week. It's Fist Pump Friday, and sometimes it's the small things, like when you are running late for work, like this listener who sent a text at 104.56. I was 30 minutes late for work this week. But my boss was 1 hour late.
So. They didn't leave their name or their place of employment. Well played.
Nope.
Text message here from Tina in Langley. Soon to be Tina from Summerland. She goes, me and my hubby are moving to Summerland at the end of the month. New jobs, new adventure. We're so excited. I did ask them, are you making sure you're taking the Kiss Radio app with you? And they're like, duh. I could not leave my Kiss Morning Crew behind. We love you guys. I'm your number one fan. Aw, thanks, Tina.
We love you.
A couple more text messages coming in. Fist Pump Friday. Shout out to my brother, Kamal. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Kamal there. A text message. I'm heading to the Clover Valley Beer Festival tomorrow with my BFF. Beer friend forever. And I'm glad to support local breweries that make good beer. That one's from Eva there. Another text message. TGIF. I got the day off. I'm going to Bowen Island for the first time today with Jose and my dog, Sienna. Have a great time.
And this is a pretty big one. Just booked my wedding this week, according to a text. Text message 104.56. As we celebrate Fist Pump Friday, I forgot my wife's anniversary this week, but so did she.
It happens, man. It happens.
Come on. Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Oh, this is a list you do not want to be on the top of, or I guess bottom of. I guess it depends how you look at it. Maclean's magazine has ranked Canada's worst community. And they looked at things like crime, economy, and affordability.
Okay.
The absolute worst place to live in Canada, from all the towns they looked at, is Olds, Alberta. Olds, Alberta.
Olds, Alberta.
Here's what the local residents had to say about this.
I'm really shocked. Like, because I have never had a bad problem. Everybody's so nice.
There's lots of outdoor things to do. Beautiful weather.
I mean, it can't be really great news to wake up and find out that your city's been ranked the worst community in the entire country. By the way, Burlington, Ontario, number one.
Okay.
There's something about the city pride that you have that, yes, we all have frustrations wherever we live.
Yeah.
We can talk about affordability here being a huge issue and housing and congestion and traffic. But the moment somebody else says something bad about your hometown, gloves off, man.
Agreed. I'm with you on that because we have so much pride. Like, I can put it down, but you can't.
Right?
That is not okay. I mean, I don't think Olds, Alberta is all that bad. Here's why I'm going to tell you. There is a place. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house in Olds, Alberta. You guys, beautiful home. It has a gorgeous kitchen where you could have an entire family. You can have multiple kids. You can have people stay and not be on a mattress on the floor.
Oh, no. Hit us up with a price point. How much is it?
$289,000.
Oh, wow.
What? How is... Okay, and affordability factored in to why Olds, Alberta was like the worst community to live in? That sounds like a bargain.
Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to live there.
Right?
I mean, it'd be enough for me.
We'll take it.
I feel like I'd be okay. It's almost an acre.
Oh.
An acre for $200,000? You can't even get like a parking stall in Vancouver.
Yeah,
for
so I mean, it's not a crazy house, but you can find other things. Like if you're looking for something that looks like a house that you would see, think of like a really nice neighborhood, panorama, right, or something like that. Like this is a full home.
Oh.
This one is. Oh yeah.
Dude, don't do it. This already hurts, Sonny.
5 bedrooms, 3 baths.
Oh.
It is $480,000. And this place is gorgeous, you guys. I'm going to send you the link.
No, don't do that. Don't
look
do that.
Look at, they have a lawn. And it's green.
That's the marker of like true success. If you have a lawn.
Oh my God, they have a garage as well.
Wow.
And a backyard that has rocks.
Oh.
Oh, like, you know, like purposely their rocks.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Look at how big the patio is, you guys.
Wait, hang on a second. What do you mean by purposely their rocks versus what?
You know, like sometimes you just have like
a gravel pit, apparently.
Yeah, like a gravel or rock or something like that. But you know when like people purposely put rocks in their backyard, like it's stonework?
Like part of the landscaping.
It's called stonework.
Okay.
You know, or a rock wall.
The landscaping.
I always think
yes.
That's when you're rich, is when you have rocks that are purposely there.
You're right. There is a difference between that and like crack shack rocks everywhere. Just like, yeah. Ugh. But still, that's like $2 million in Vancouver. So
yeah.
You know, shout out to our friends in Old Alberta. Whether you're listening online at kissradio.ca or you know someone in Old Alberta, maybe it all ain't that bad after all.
Yeah, the rest of Canada is watching. Or at least the three of us. I'm going to send you guys this link here for the place.
Yeah, no, please don't. Please don't. I'm in too much pain already.
Kiss Radio.